Well, hello there, and welcome to the Beatles World Cup heat number 16. The journey continues. The songs are falling away. Some are dying. Some are living. Some aren't getting better. And the Yellow Submarine is sunk. But last week...
Did you write this out or you ad-libbing? I'm
totally ad-libbing. I'm trying to work out how to put Kansas City into it. I'm not going to bother. So, last week, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, The Reprise, got through. Is it the first time a Reprise has ever won anything, Rob?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Their claim to fame.
Absolutely. So, yes, that's very exciting that is through. And we had four more songs we picked out randomly at the end of last week's episode. Rob, can you read them out?
Yes, I can, Jono. We have picked, with a little help from my friends, Boys, Hey Bulldog, and Old Brown Shoe.
And if you haven't heard of three of those songs before, I wouldn't blame you.
We will enlighten you tonight.
We totally will. Welcome to the Beatles World Cup. Yeah, because to be honest, like when we drew these out, I was looking at it going, wow, I might have to have a little re-listen to some of these, apart from the first one, which is, of course, with a little help from my friends.
Yeah, and again, Ringo song alert, we still don't have an alarm for it. Is this the ultimate Ringo song, Jono?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is. It's very him, isn't it?
It is.
Peak Ringo.
But yet, at the same time, is the Joe Cocker version better?
Well, do you know, all I've written down my notes here is Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker, right. Joe Cocker, Joe Cocker. Because his version is way better.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's still a very well put together thing. And as a Ringo song, it's great. But when that Joe Cocker version exists, you see what else can be done with it, especially with, you know, some female backing vocalists, and it just becomes this bigger, soulful thing. And it kind of leaves this one in the shade a bit.
Yeah. And it is a bit ploddy, you know, as Ringo songs tend to be a little bit. Is that fair? Mm.
It is, and Paul's bass is partly to blame for that. It's a lovely melodic bass line, but it is, you know, sort of plotty. Yeah, I agree.
You're not very strong. You're not loving the Sgt. Pepper songs, are you?
Look, I've said...
Apart from the reprises.
I've gone on the record before saying I do have a love-hate relationship with a lot of Sgt. Pepper, and I don't particularly like it as an album. Yeah, I'll happily say that. Although I'll get hate mail, I'll happily say it.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? This is again, very, very famous, very sing-alongable. Learned this when I was young as well. It was always like a song that you'd sing at like the local sort of school's music festival.
Yeah.
I just need someone. Yeah.
Did you call them a Stedfords in New Zealand?
No, don't know what you're talking about.
We called them a Stedfords, which I don't think is an English word. I think it's like Dutch or Scandinavian or something. But yeah. We would have music a Stedfords. Yeah.
Okay.
You think I'm making this up? I'm really not.
Is this going to add into like boil over? Is another one of those random Australian... words that just...
Yes, but it's not even Australian. It is Scandinavian or something. Someone will look it up for me.
Right.
E-I-S-T-F-O-double-D or something
Come on, let's get back to...
Oh, sure.
You know, with a little help from my friends. I don't know. It's famous, but I don't think it's great.
That's absolutely fair. Yeah. I concur.
Yeah. I need to go back and listen to the Joe Cocker version again, because that is superb.
The live version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, well, going on to slightly different again, but it's still a Ringo song.
Another.
It's like double Ringo, Boys.
Yeah, this is a rough and ready kind of rocker, isn't it? It's got a real live vibe to proceedings. It did always sound odd to me, though, as a kid, because Ringo was singing, "I'm talking about boys. Yeah, yeah, boys."
Yeah.
And I was too young to think, is Ringo gay? I didn't even know what that was, so I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah.
But it somehow didn't fit what he should be singing about. He should be singing about girls. And I look back on it now and I think, oh, bloody hell, this is the early 60s and they're doing a song by a girl group, you know, the Shirelles.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just throwing it out there. I'm talking about boys. Yeah, yeah, boys. I think that's actually quite brilliant, especially for the early bloody 60s. Wow.
Yeah. Well, they did change some of the lyrics in it to make it sound more like, I can't remember what it is. My girl says, want to kiss your lips or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So they did make some tweaks there. But why they didn't just sort of say girls? Like, what?
Yeah.
But maybe they just didn't care. They're just like, you know what?
It seems they didn't care.
Yeah.
I'm talking about boys. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is kind of, you know, it's nothing much. It's not written by them. I don't consider it a Beatles song.
Well, they didn't give Ringo the best songs. Let's just put it out there.
I tell you what, though, he did it in a single take.
I'd believe that. It's got that vibe again. It's that rough and ready rocker sort of sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think at this time they were literally just trying to get through, you know, their 10 hours of recording their first album. So they just probably smashed this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not sure about this one. I don't think this really stands up to, you know, much in the scheme of things. So
No,
Ringo. We're just being a bit down on Ringo this week, but
that's
just what happens. In terms of just like one which I don't have really heard much, definitely heard it, but not much because it doesn't really sort of fit in anywhere, is Hey Bulldog.
Now, I can sort of tell a similar story because this is a song that I didn't get into and I don't think I even thought about it for a couple of decades. I was probably into my 20s and there was this guy I worked with in publishing. He was a big Beatles fan. And one night he was cranking it in the office. It was after hours. I think a few of us were still in the office. And I was like, is that? Oh, it is that. Oh, my God. It was like I was hearing it for the first time. You know, sometimes there are songs like that. You know the song, but suddenly you hear it in some sort of context or at a certain volume or in the right place or whatever. And suddenly it fits. And it was like that, the riff on the piano. Oh, that's really gnarly. And then all these instruments join in. It grooves along. The lyric is kind of half nonsense. You know, it's a bit biting in places. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? You know, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's the, you know, if you're lonely, you can talk to me bits with the huge bass going in the background. Boom, 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 boom. In the, you know. Oh, gee, it's good. I think it's hugely underrated in the Beatles canon. And I'm not surprised you're saying, oh, I didn't really know much about it or I hadn't really listened to it a lot.
I think
a lot of people have that story.
Yeah, I think it's a total hidden treasure, to be honest.
Yes.
There's a great promo film, which I originally, I think it was shot for Lady Madonna, which you can see, but it was actually shot of them doing Hey Bulldog. And you can actually go back now and see it edited with Hey Bulldog on there. It's the one where you sort of see them in the studio and they've got like sort of that mirrored effect where there's like four faces and kind of quite fisheye lenses and that kind of thing. Have you seen that?
I'm sure I have. I'm trying to visualize it. Yeah, I'm sure.
Lots of sort of, you know, fast cutting shots and everything. I think it was originally from Lady Madonna, but then it's actually shot of them doing this. Love the sort of kind of random stuff at the end, the dog barking bits and pieces. And this was the last thing they recorded before they went to India. So the literally days after this was recorded, off they went.
Is that right? Oh, wow. Okay. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, no, it is good. Hey, another oddity as well is the next one, which is Old Brown Shoe. Again, which I think, do we see this in Get Back? I'm pretty sure at certain points in Get Back, are they rehearsing this? Or
Oh, I'm stretched. It's such a long show. Maybe. I mean, it's a George song, B-side to Ballad of John and Yoko. I know that much. A bit like Hey Bulldog, I think this is an underrated song too. It's not as good as Hey Bulldog, but it's got some interesting key changes, and it's quite groovy. Quite a groovy sort of beast. Some really neat guitar work on it. Definitely in that underrated category, unknown sort of category.
Yeah,
and it's makes it underrated.
And it's got that kind of off-kilter, offbeat drumming.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the drumming almost feels like it's kind of trying to catch up with the song in a way, or is ahead of the song. Well, which way you look at it. Which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like George is kind of getting into it as well.
Oh, I think so. It's not a stinker by any means.
Yeah. Hammond organ in there too.
Yeah.
Hammond organ was getting an absolute thrashing at this point, wasn't it?
Like, it's such a daggy song title, though. Old Brown Shoe. You know, could it get any daggier? Maybe only a northern song.
He just grabbed for whatever he could, didn't he? Old Brown Shoe, Savoy Truffle, only a northern song. Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't think it's as good as Hey Bulldog, but it's quite good. Underrated.
Yeah. The one thing I find strange about his singing in this, like, I like the energy to it, but it's the mix. His vocal's quite sort of back in the mix. Like, it feels like it's not front and centre. It's really muddied kind of in amongst everything else. And there's a lot going on in this one too. So it's kind of a bit weird listening to that. Like, he's behind a door.
Maybe he's looking for his other shoe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, there we go. Four very different songs. So time for us to pick our winner to go through to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
I like weeks like this where it is a bit random. Like, there's no kind of clear, fast winner here. Boys is not going to win.
No.
Sorry, Boys fans. So what are we going to do, Rob?
I have a winner. I have a winner picked.
Well, that's good.
Because otherwise,
this show wouldn't work. So, well done after 16 weeks that you've nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you want to know what it is?
Well, I think, again, we have to know, Rob, for this whole thing to work. So,
I choose Hey Bulldog.
Ah, nice.
Is that what you choose?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. It's almost like you're uncovering a long lost artifact when you hear it. It hasn't been overplayed. You haven't heard it 1,000 times. And there's lots of interesting stuff happening. And yeah, it's groovy, man.
I'd like to think someone is out there. They might be in California or Belarus or South Africa somewhere, and they will say, what is this song they're talking about? You know, I know the Beatles, but I don't know this song. And they'll look it up, and today they all discover this is a great song. I think that would be the coolest thing ever.
That would be amazing. And if that is you, if you're literally listening to this now going, I need to listen to Hey Bulldog to know what the heck they're talking about, can you drop us a note or get in touch on Twitter and let us know if we have popped your Hey Bulldog cherry?
Oh, my God. Taxi.
We have. I don't know. Yes, you know what I mean. Anyway,
yes, I do.
So, yeah, if you could let us know, because it'd be really interesting to know, you know, whether this is something new for you and what you think of it, and whether we've made the right decision. So
yeah,
that'd be cool. Awesome. Hey, we've got to pick next week's songs. We've got another four songs to pick. Should we do it, Rob?
Hit me with it.
All right, here we go. Alrighty. Right. I liked that week.
It's fun. Like
digging up old stuff.
Yeah.
Or new stuff. Okay. All right. Here we go. First one out of the box. This Boy.
Okay. Ooh. Yep. Good.
Yep. When you say good, are you just like, I remember what that is, or you actually think it's a good song?
Oh, no. I just thought of the harmonies where John sings, this boy won't be happy. Yeah. Don't mind me.
Save it till next week.
There's this great bit in the song. I love it. Anyway, okay, go on. Wait.
Next week, Rob. Next week. All right. Next one. Tell Me Why.
Tell Me Why. Tell Me Why You Cry. Yep.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane. Oh, is in my ears and in my countdown. Yes, okay.
All right, and final. Oh,
what have you got? What have you got? Talk to me, Jono.
Everybody, next week is going to be very interesting. Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, wow. That's all I can say. It's going to be one of those weeks.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Well, you can find out next week what happens. Oh, okay.
We don't even know yet.
There is a classic song going to die next week.
Yep. Guaranteed.
Okay. Anyway,
live on air.
At 100%. You will see a live execution happening. Yeah. All right. So if you want to get in touch and maybe even let us know which one of those two you think we should pick, you can email us at thebeatlesworldcup@gmail.com. You can get in touch with us also on Twitter at @BeatlesWorldCup. We will have the poll for this week's episode going up as this episode goes out. So you can tell us whether we got Hey Bulldog right or really you are into boys. You know.
Yes. And that's okay.
That's good. Yeah, it's all good.
It's good.
Let us know, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Oh, and if you can rate and review us as well. Hey, I know we ask every week, but it would be great just to give us a little review on your podcast provider.
Thank you.
Awesome. Have a lovely week. We'll just freak out about next week now for a wee while.
Yes, we will.
We'll see you then.
Bye, Jono.